Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Rao at yrowell, R-O-W-E-L-L, at 50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page. Amen. And you can leave her inbox there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And if you would like to become a monthly partner, if you would connect with Prophetess or Apostle Yvonne Rao at the information that I gave to you earlier. There are several ministries under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Minister Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. You can receive it by text or either by email. It's your choice for an offering of $25 or more. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. Amen. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you can contact Apostle Rao at the information that I gave to you earlier and get connected. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected. Amen. You want to get connected to this show, powerful man and woman of God working together. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage you to get connected to them. If you need leadership, if you need training, you need mentorship, you need counseling, amen, they will get you where you need to be. Amen. So just contact Apostle Rao and Pastor Rao at the information that I gave you earlier. Amen. And then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Wild Radio, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Saturday, you want to get connected and stay connected, amen, to the Wild team, amen. God is going to do some great things, glory be to God. So you want to get on the train, glory be to God. My God, my God. So we just thank God for what he's getting ready to do, amen. Get connected to the Wild team, amen. Get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And you can do that by getting in contact with Apostle Yvonne, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave me a Facebook page, Elaine Jackson. Or you can submit a prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer and pray with you. Amen. That's all our announcements for the day. Amen. The message will be coming from 1 John, the first chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that thou art the God of all gods. Oh, Father God, we just praise thy holy name, oh God. Ah, Lord, we just praise you. We just give you praise. We just give you glory. We just magnify your name, Father. For thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. Oh, thou art merciful and graceful, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We praise you. We praise you. We lift your name up on high, oh God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be today? So we said, thank you, Lord. Ah, glory be to God. We thank you for providing for us, oh Father. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us a roof over our heads and clothes on our backs and food on our table, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just praise you with every breath in our bodies, oh God, for you are worthy of all of our praises, oh God. We just say thank you, Lord. Oh my God, we thank you for watching over us while we slept and slumbered last night. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, oh God. We thank you, God, for health and strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise, Lord. Ah, we just said thank you, God. Oh, my God, my God. We can't thank you enough, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just pray for those who are lost. We pray, Father God, that you will save a soul, Father. We pray that you will save souls all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just pray for more grace and your mercy, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in, Father. We pray for those behind prison bars, Father God. We just pray that you will comfort them where they are, Father. We pray for the orphanage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, be a father unto them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago that we might have life. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love, Father. We thank you for grace. We thank you for salvation, Father. We thank you for all things, God. Oh my God, we just give you praise for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for the message that you are about to preach, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we lift it up to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, my God, we just give it back to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, my God, my God. Let your word go forth through the airways with much power and much authority to save a soul, God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory and magnify your name. Decrease me and increase you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are worthy of all of our praises. What an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to do all things. He's able to heal and deliver and to set free. He's able to bring a soul out of darkness. He's able to save a soul. He's able to heal a mind and heal the body. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, my God. My God, my God. The message will be coming from 1 John. Amen. This is part two of last Sunday. Amen. I'm going to kind of tell the story, but I'm going to read my scriptures first. I always read my scriptures. I want you to get the scriptures. I want you to get the word. That's a true voice. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. When you hear the word of God, that's the voice of truth of the Lord. Glory be to God. That's true prophecy. Glory be to God. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 5 today. And the word of God reads, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not seen, we make him a lie, and his word is not in us. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to go back in your own devotional time and read this book of John. It's only like four chapters. I think it's like four chapters. It is a very, very, very good book. Amen. It's about five chapters. Amen. So take the time and read it so you can get an understanding of what God is saying to you in the word of God. Hallelujah. If you want to hear his voice, read the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Last week we talked about John and the message that John had was preaching and saying unto the people. You know, we know that the life was manifested. We know that Jesus Christ was manifested because they were with him. They walked beside him. We talked about how the word was in the beginning. Glory be to God, my God. It was in the beginning, Lord, my God, my God, my God. John goes on to tell us, hallelujah, that they've seen it with their own eyes, and they know for a matter of fact, and they bear witness of the thing, glory be to God, that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He was manifested unto us, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. The word of life was manifested, Jesus, glory be to God, in the flesh. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And then we went on and talked about his message and how he proved it by what he said in the word of God, that Jesus is the true light, that there's no darkness in the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And that's the title of our message. There's no darkness in God. Hallelujah. There's no darkness in God. And we talked about the darkness, and we talked about the light. We talked about if we say that we walk in the light of God, there should be no darkness. Glory be to God. We should not be living in darkness when we say that we live for the Lord. Glory be to God. We ought to be walking, hallelujah, in holiness and righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we say that we know God, if we say we know God, if we say that he's our Father, if God is our Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're living for the Lord. Glory be to God. Our lifestyle ought to show it. Glory be to God. And we talked about sin, glory be to God, because sin brings forth darkness. Our sin killeth the soul of man. Glory be to God. The scripture says, if we say that we fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie. Glory be to God. In other words, hallelujah, we're walking in darkness of sin. Glory be to God. If we're living in sin, we're not living in the truth. Glory be to God. We're living in sin and we're living in darkness. Glory be to God. Truth be told, glory be to God, if we are lovers of money, hallelujah, as Elder said, in love with the almighty dollar, glory be to God. That's a sin to love money, glory be to God. That's a truth. That's in the word of God, hallelujah, not to be a lover of money, glory be to God. My God, we're living in darkness and sin when we're loving everything else over God. So we're not loving God, hallelujah. If we're not walking in the way of God, and we say that we are representatives of God, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, something wrong with the picture. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sins of darkness, glory be to God. It's when you're operating in witchcraft, glory be to God. You are operating in a sin of darkness. Glory be to God, my God, my God. When we're lovers of ourselves, we're operating in sin and darkness. Glory be to God. Ah, my God. When we put in everything before God, we're putting our job, we're putting our family, we're putting Jody and Jodexon and our money in the bank, and we're putting everything before God. We're living in sin and darkness. Glory be to God, my God, my God. We were living in adultery. We're living in sin and darkness. We were sleeping with somebody else's husband or we're sleeping with somebody else's wife. That's a sin. That's darkness. Glory be to God. If you're living in fornication and you're not married, glory be to God, my God, that's sin and darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I hear you. Yes, you are singing in the choir. Yes, your name is on the check roll. But you need to examine yourself to see if you truly saved. Because if you are truly saved by the word of God, it tells us right here. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. and do not the truth. That's the truth. It's in the word of God. Ah, hallelujah. That's what God says in the word. If you say, ain't what I say, it's what God says. He said, if you say that we walk in fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. And ain't no truth in it. Ain't no truth in that. Glory be to God. If you're doing any of those things that the word of God says that you cannot do, that's sin and it's living in darkness. Glory be to God, my God, my God. If you're living in a same-sex relationship, that's sin and darkness. It can't even produce life in it. Glory be to God. Two men can't produce no child. Two women can't produce no child. There's no life in that. That's darkness. That's sin. Glory be to God. The lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. That's sin and darkness. When you walk with the Lord, you don't do those things because he is a God of light and he don't dwell in unclean places. If you're doing those things, he is not in you. He's not. This is the word said. We lie and we do not the truth. That means you're living in sin. You're living in darkness. You're living a lie before God. You're fooling, trying to fool man. You can fool man. You can fool me. Fool God. Glory be to God. Because the word says we do not the truth. Hallelujah. When you're walking in darkness, glory be to God. You do all of those things that I just listed. If you're walking in darkness, if you're not living in the truth. Hallelujah, my God. You're lovers of yourself, your pride. Glory be to God. Do you know those traps of the devil? Do you know that? Do you know that money, sex, and pride are the traps that the devil used? Good God Almighty. Ah, hallelujah. He got you running behind it. My God, my God. It's time to get right with God and stop playing through. Glory be to God, my God. But the Bible tells us, hallelujah. John tells us, he said, now, if we know him, if we know God, if we truly know God, and we keep his commandments, that means we're living righteous and living right. Glory be to God. If we're not keeping the commandment, we'll lie. What does scripture say? We lie and do not tell the truth. The truth is not in him. That's the truth. You cannot live in darkness and say you're walking for Jesus. Glory be to God. There's no truth in it. Glory be to God. Because the word of God just spoke unto us and said, hallelujah, if we walk in the light as he is the light, then we fellowship with him. Because the blood of Jesus has washed us of all our sins. He delivered us out of darkness. So when God truly delivers you out of darkness, glory be to God, the darkness ought not be a part of your future. It ought to be your past. You ought not to even be going down that road anymore because that's not of God. That's not God. If you operating in darkness, that is not God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. That's what John says over in chapter 2, is that ye sin not. In other words, you should not be living in sin. When we said we're living for Jesus, we ought not to be living in sin. But he said, ye sin not. Now, the Bible tell me the word of God says that the word of God is able to keep you from falling. But you got to have the word in you. Glory be to God. You got to be saved. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The true light ought to be shining in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, glory be to God, our light ought to be shining brightly. No matter what we're going through in life, our light ought to be shining brightly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought not to be slipping around with Jody and Jodette. We ought not to be working so hard for a dollar bill. It don't have no eternal value. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to be walking in the way of God. Hallelujah. But Jesus is still on the return. You got to be ready. You can't be fit to get ready. You got to be ready when he comes. You can't be living in darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You need to examine yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and died in sin. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Many have been on church roads and in the choir and died in sin. Glory be to God. Many have been missionaries. Many have been evangelists and prophets and pastors. Oh, my God. Prophets be to God. Hallelujah. I don't see it. God allowed me to see it. I don't see it with my eye. In the spirit.
God and sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Just because your name is on the church roll and you go to church every Sunday, glory be to God, do not mean that you are saved. We have to self-examine ourselves to make sure that we truly know God and not be walking in darkness. You know right from wrong. You know when you're sinning and not sinning. Glory be to God. You know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God knows too. My God, my God. It's time to get it right. Hallelujah. Well, the truth, we cannot walk in darkness at all. And if we call ourselves, what did the Bible say? We lie and do not tell the truth. Glory be to God. But then the scripture goes on to tell us if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Glory be to God. But, you know, we thank God that we have a forgiving God and a merciful God. Hallelujah to get Jesus. All have sinned, fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We received a Savior over 2,000 years ago that died for us and shed his blood for us that we might live and not die in sin. Glory be to God. Jesus came, hallelujah, for all mankind, that all of us might have life through him, that all our sins could be washed away. But we can't live in darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't make it in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going to say, I don't know you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if we confess our sins, so it's time to get right with God. It's time for us to confess our sins and get right with God. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, glory be to God, because the scripture says if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll cleanse us from all holiness. He'll bring us out of the darkness to the marvelous light. Hallelujah. He'll bring us to the true light. Glory be to God. But we got to want Jesus. Glory be to God. We got to want him. Many people don't want it. Glory be to God. They don't want it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because as long as they can go in places where they don't preach the truth and say it's okay to live in sin, as long as somebody water down the message and cover it up, you know they're living in sin. That blood is on your hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you know that they're living in sin and adultery. You know it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you don't even make them step down out of the pulpit. You know that I make babies in the church. Glory be to God. You know they're living in sin. You know that they're going with somebody else's wife. You know it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're responsible. Glory be to God. My God, my God. The truth is, if we commit sin, then we lie because we are living in darkness. And that's what the word of God has said unto us, that Jesus is our true light. Glory be to God. There is no darkness in God at all. There is no darkness at all. Glory be to God. Jesus came, turned us away from darkness, and to bring us into the light and save us from our sin. Yet people choose today to live in sin and darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he died and went to the cross, and he bared our pains and all our burdens, and he bared all of our sins, and he bared all our griefs, and he was despised and spit upon, and he was nailed to the cross, and he was pierced in the side to bring us out of darkness. Glory be to God. The world is so much like Sodom and Gomorrah. Glory be to God. We need to pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus came to bring us out of darkness. But yet the world chooses darkness. We choose darkness over the light. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God. Jesus came that we have life. That's why John said he was manifested. He was manifested. It was the word of life that was manifested. We know. We're a witness to it. That's why I can tell you that you can't live in darkness. You can't live in sin and say that you belong to God and that you're walking in the light. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. John gave us this testimony and bear witness of who Jesus truly is, who God truly is. Hallelujah. He doesn't operate in unclean places. He don't operate in darkness. Glory be to God. He's a God of life. He's a God of hope. He's a God of love. He's a God of faith. Glory be to God. But you got to come out of darkness. You got to want to come out of darkness. Glory be to God. You can't be, hallelujah, a Christian just on Sunday. You can't be just a Christian on Bible study night. You can't be a Christian on all the other events that your church has. You got to live a Christian life every day. You got to live for Jesus every day. If you want a wife, get your wife. Leave everybody else's wife alone. Leave everybody else's alone. God made a woman for man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if you want a wife, leave everybody else's wife alone. Glory be to God. Get your own wife. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your word. Glory be to God. I know many people don't like messages about sin. Glory be to God. But if we didn't love you, we wouldn't tell you the truth. And our job is to tell you the truth. Glory be to God. That you might be healed, saved, delivered, and set free from sin. Glory be to God. Because that's what's going to keep you from going in sin and darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get right with God. Get right with God. The time is now. He is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. If you just call on his name and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. It says if you confess with your mind, you got to confess. Glory be to God. And you can't play with him now. Don't play with him. If you don't want him, don't play with him. Oh, my God, my God. But if we confess with our mouth our sins, God will forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. But you can't do the same thing. I'm going to keep on doing. Oh, Lord, please forgive me, Lord. I ain't going to do that no more, Lord. And then you end up at Jodet's house. Jody end up slipping in the back door. As the wild team men would say, you're skipping and you're dipping. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stop skipping and dipping. Glory be to God. And pray for your own husband and your own wife. Glory be to God. My God, my God, living in sin. Oh, my God, my God. It's time to get it right, y'all. It's time to get it right. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If we say that we walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin, our light ought to be shining. Glory be to God. Your lifestyle ought to show who you belong to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. All backsliders need to come on back to Jesus while you still got time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's time to get right with God. Get right with God. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It's time to get right with God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. The word of God is able to keep you from falling if you get that word in you. Glory be to God. Come out of darkness to the marvelous light. I call you out in Jesus' name. I call you out of the darkness to his marvelous light in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, my God. I ask him to pull you out of darkness and out of sin in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. So that you can walk a new way and talk a new way. Glory be to God. Live your life in a way that it honors God and glorifies God. I put on my Facebook page the other day, glory be to God, we ought to speak the truth. We ought to. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're running out of time. Hallelujah. Just know this truth. If you're walking with Jesus, you ought to be walking in the light. And if you're not walking in the light, you're walking in darkness. And you do not the truth. According to the word of God. Amen, amen. If you don't know the Lord, oh my God. If you don't know the Lord thy God, amen. Glory be to God. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. I ask you, Lord, to heal me. I ask you to pull me out of darkness. To your marvelous light, oh God. I won't walk in darkness no more, Lord. I will live for you in righteousness and holiness in the name of the Lord. And if you pray and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible-believing church and get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to
to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. You have a blessed week this week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.